Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, along with my co-host Donnie Hoover. Donnie, what's going on?
Oh man, just living the dream, brother. How you doing?
You like my background?
I do. I love it.
The Wrestle Horror logo. I just got to resize it, but
yeah, now it's gonna be good. Sweet.
Yep. But we're here to talk to a couple of friends of ours that run Carnage Haunted House in Columbus, Ohio. I am, of course, talking about Mia and Jason. Guys, how are you this evening?
Good.
Doing well.
So I'm just going to go right off the, you know, we're going to start. How did Carnage come to be?
Jason, do you want to take this or shall I?
It don't matter to me. Well, we were, we met at another haunt here in Ohio. 5 years ago? 6 years ago?
I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago.
And so we became friends, and the haunt that we're both kind of doing work at kind of had some issues, and we didn't know where it was going to go. And one year we went down to Netherworld in November to see Ben and check out Netherworld. And I wanted to go down and do some acting for a night. And we started joking about, we should just open our own. Ha, ha, ha. For 10 hours. We joked about it. And then by the time we got to Atlanta, we were already looking for haunts for sale. And by the time we got home, we'd already found haunts for sale and came up with a name. So 20-hour trip turned into, here we are.
Very cool. Yeah, and you guys are moving into a new building this season. It's like triple the size of what you used to have.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, that's actually how we kind of started. I introduced myself to you guys and kind of met was I was looking for a place to rebuild my ring and fix my ring up before the Arnold. And I was looking all over, and I couldn't find a building. So I just – and me and Jason and me had met at, like, Ohio Haunt Conventions and stuff like that before, but we didn't really know each other too well. And I just reached out to them blindly and asked them if – since I knew they were moving, if they had some open space to where I could work on my ring and get it ready for the Arnold. And they were gracious enough to, you know, open up their doors to me, and they let me use their, you know, facilities to refurbish my ring. They let me use some of their electric and all kind of good stuff. So, from there on out, I just been talking to them and hanging out a little bit over there at the new Carnage building, helping out. And so that's how I came to know them. And Jim's known you guys for a while from previous.
Yeah, I've known Jim for a minute or two.
Yeah,
just a couple. Now, Jason and I actually met, God, what it's been, at least 10 years.
Every bit.
Working down at the Dent Schoolhouse. We've taught classes together. We did a Q-line class that was put together at last minute in 2012 at HauntCon.
Was that Detroit?
That was in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, that's right.
It was you, me, Badger, Jackie, Tater. But
that was it.
Yeah, we've all run in those circles for 10 plus years now. So, yeah, right. Jason and I have known each other for a minute or two. Love working with him.
You don't have to lie.
Well, come on.
Why'd Mia snicker when you said that, Jim?
I absolutely love watching Last Laugh go after people. It is so funny. Because he's 100% Last Laugh, and nobody's going to get away from him if he can help it.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm getting older. They might get away now.
I think you got a few left in you.
I don't know.
We tried to get him to – he suited up one time last year.
Did he?
That's it, yep.
Once a year. That's my goal, once a year.
That sounds like Jim nowadays.
Unless I get to, like, absolutely, like, terrorize somebody, then I'll do it.
That's the fun part, you know. But you know, I was up there when you were first building the first con, the first building you were in for Carnage, and you know, he was showing it off to me like he was a kid in a candy store with everything that they were doing, and you know, some amazing stuff was going on. So I can only imagine what you guys are doing with three times the space.
Well, the first, there'll be three haunts in here total. And the first one that we're got framed and I'd say it's 75% done. It's as big as the entire old Carnage.
Wow.
So, and there'll be two more going in.
One more this year. And then 2021, we'll have the third.
And then so, by that time, we get to change them all up again.
Exactly.
Tear them down and do it again.
Well, there's some parts of this one that are not getting torn down.
There won't be no tearing down, nothing.
So have you guys made any plans for the global situation, people are calling it, as far as haunt people coming in? Are you guys making plans to make sure that the rules are followed?
When you say plan, have we had discussions? Yes.
Yes.
Have we don't
implemented?
Know.
I mean, the only thing we have implemented is there will not be a claustrophobic tunnel. So we're not putting that up this year. So nobody gets other people's sweat all over them. We thought about putting hand sanitizing stations in random locations. You know, we've talked about spacing out queue lines. We've talked about a lot of things. So we're just gonna have to see where we're at in September as far as the global situation and go with it.
We've done some measurements. I mean, we can easily hold 100 people inside the building 6 feet apart, okay, in groups of five. So with no issues at all. So we had done the measurement. If we have to make, you know, five little circles and 6 foot, five little circles, everybody stays in wherever they need to be. It can be done. But again, when you're dealing with the unknown of what kind of numbers are you going to allow in here, say per hour or per night, or you just don't know what you're dealing with. So it's hard to really know what your procedures have to be.
Yeah, something just popped into my head while you were just saying that is you'll have like groups of five, 6 feet apart at the in the queue line, but once they get in the haunt, we don't know how fast or slow they're going to be going through the haunt. So is there going to be like maybe some extra training for the actors to keep these people moving to where groups don't get caught up and bunched up with each other?
Well, this haunt's being built more on speed. So a lot more jump scares versus the old Carnage. Every scene was interactive. Does that make sense? There wasn't a lot of jump scares. So there is more jump scares. There will be still interactions, but you're right. Once they get in the haunt, you have no control on whether they, but I'm saying if let's say they limit me to 100 people in this building to go through an hour, whatever, we can regulate 100 people an hour pretty quickly and not bunch them up. So again, that's the problem with haunt. If you're busy, you're going to have congo lines. There's no way around it.
All it's right. Just
I mean, plus if push comes to shove, we can put 6 foot dots on the entire haunt floor and people have to jump from dot to dot. I mean, it's going to be basically
like a hopscotch haunt.
It's the world's largest game of hopscotch.
Exactly. Every 6 feet jump. You know, so.
I definitely think that not just with you guys, but with a lot of haunts, it's really going to be a challenge given you don't know what's going on from day to day, what the rules are going to be come September. So it's going to be a crapshoot as far as what's going to happen. And it's got a lot of people nervous.
Now, I know with wrestling, now that Governor DeWine has reopened contact sports on the 22nd. So I'm assuming wrestling is not far behind. to reopen, and we're going to be hit with but we're going to be given a list of guidelines that we have to follow to comply. Is that going to be the same with the haunt industry? Is there going to be like a list? Is there somebody out there governing, however you say that, the haunt industry, to where, you know, you guys can open this year, but here's the list of rules you have to abide by? Is there anything like that with haunting?
I've seen something in Haunter's Hangout that a couple of haunts have actually put together, quote unquote, guidelines, but there's no governing body. So I think it's
vary state to state too.
It's going to vary state to state too. So, you know,
we're kind of like that entity that nobody really pays a lot of attention to until it's time to open. And then they're worried about you catching everybody on fire. So like, we're not the ones that, you know, when they think of Cosi or the zoo, you know, they're thinking venues like that, something that pops up 30 days out of the year. They're probably not even thinking about stuff
like that. Not even on the radar. So as long as you guys police yourself, you'd be pretty cool.
I'm hoping that's the situation, but where do we fall? What category do we fall under? You know what I mean? Like,
we fall into kind of like the other world here locally, interactive museums, Cosi's.
Special amusement, I guess.
Is special amusement, but, right.
You know, I mean, we could buy the cheap disposable masks and have a trash can at the end. Everybody can throw their masks away. I mean, that's pretty stuff that's pretty easy to, you know, hand sanitizer, separating them in the queue line where they're not waiting. I mean, once they're in the haunt, they're in the haunt. But, you know, if they've got masks, I know there's chemicals out there. I've been doing some research on chemicals where we can actually spray hand railings. And there's chemicals out there that actually last up to, you know, 5 days that will kill anything, you know, up to 5 days. But I mean, we would just spray it down every day. You know what I mean? So there's stuff that can be done. It's just until we know what our actual, what we need to do to open, we're kind of just coming up with the best ideas and hoping we're hitting all the points that they're going to want us to hit. And then we're ready for it.
Cool.
So, you know, carnage being what it is. And by the way, when did you grow a beard?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had it 6-7 months.
Because I'm not used to this. I mean, it's like
the Corona beard, man.
The Corona beard. Okay. Fair enough.
I started working from home for a couple of weeks, and I was like, I'm not shaving. And believe it or not, it's the first one I've had the entire time I've been alive.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm not used to seeing you with this furry thing on your face, man. But anyway, aside from all the global situations and everything going on, you guys are moving forward. Any new surprises that you can kind of hint at without giving up too much?
Surprises as in what?
You know, some things that people haven't seen before. I mean,
there's a lot of stuff I haven't seen.
Okay, fair enough.
I tell you without giving stuff away.
No, that's just it. You don't have to. I mean, I was just asking if there was something you could, but if you got a lot going on and you just want everybody to be surprised, I'm good with that.
There's going to be lots and lots of water.
Lots and lots of water.
Okay. How's that? That's all I'm done.
Water. Water is good and fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And wet.
Yeah. There you go.
Lots of water. Okay.
You just have to come up, Jim, and visit us.
All right.
I plan on.
And you'll see what's going on.
I do plan on coming up this season since I'm not working.
You don't even have to come up during the season. Just come up on a weekend and come up and say hi and hang out.
Fair enough. Tomorrow.
I can do that too.
Donnie will be here tomorrow. You can come up tomorrow.
Yeah, come on. I'll put you to work.
Yeah, well, that's where I draw the line, you know. So, Donnie, what do you think about all this? I mean, you being the newbie and everything, let's hear some of your take about everything.
Well, I mean, I just kind of relate wrestling and haunting sort of in a similar situation. I mean, I know they're not governed like we discussed, but, yeah, I mean, I see challenges and I see – you know, I see wins and losses on both sides. just like with, I know wrestling, like the Pennsylvania rules of wrestling, and me and you talked about this on our last podcast, is the rules of Pennsylvania are after every wrestling match, they have to sanitize the canvas and around the ring area. Me and you had talked about, is that going to be the case with haunting? Is, right. You know, after so many people go through, is there going to have to be somebody that's spraying walls down? Because, you know, when people go down the haunts, they feel the walls and feel their way around. You know, is things going to have to be sanitized all the time? Is, you know, which would mean they would be, you know, people would have to hire more, you know, employees, you know, people just to be like a sanitation crew. And so, I mean, I see it. I see haunting, if they allow us to open the season, then I see it being successful for some people. But it's going to be challenging. It's the ones who can overcome the challenges is what's going to win. I just think they're going to – I think the turnout's going to be better than people think, just because people are so sick of being stuck in a freaking house. They want to
– Yes.
– something. So that's kind of like my hint.
We're hope.
It is definitely going to be a challenge, because a lot of people are going to want to get out. But with whatever guidelines are in place – you know, there may be longer waits and hopefully not a reduced, throughput.
Yeah. And I think that's where, like, time ticketing and stuff like that might come into play. Mm-hmm. Or, like, VIP.
We talked about time ticketing and stuff like that, as well as VIPs. And so.
Yeah. Jason was talking about the other night I was over there, was talking about this VIP idea that he has. I thought it was a really good idea.
Hey, Jace. I'm going to start driving. I'm going to drive. I drive and talk. I can drive and talk.
There you
go. I
got
an hour drive home, so.
there's a VIP idea. I mean, we have, I don't know, Jim, if you know, but with the building that we bought, it come with a full kitchen, a full bar, a liquor license. So we are lucky enough to have a full commercial kitchen and a full bar with a, the bar itself holds an occupancy of 100 people. So we have the availability to be able to have it like a super VIP where people can come in and eat. There's like a full kitchen in here, all the way through industrial pizza ovens, everything. So we can have people come in, and I thought about doing like the time ticketing with that. Once we get up and running and we have time to work on this, but, you know, say you buy a super VIP ticket, 10 per hour, whatever, something that's manageable. You could come in to the bar, which is where I'm at now. And we have a full bar.
Very nice.
And we have big screen TVs and, you know, and we can put on horror movies. It's separate from the haunt. Doors close. They could come in. And let's say maybe they click on, they want a VIP, and then a menu will drop down. They can choose from like burgers and fries, fish and chips, pizza, whatever. They can order all that, and they would be here. Their call time is 7 o'clock. So they come in here at 7 o'clock. They have a dinner, have a couple drinks. And then about 7:50, you take them straight into the haunt. I want to do groups of 10. So it's more manageable of taking them straight into the haunt and not making other people wait for long periods of time. And then we can just take them straight into the haunt. They go straight through, no wait. And out. So it's more of an experience on a whole evening for them versus just, I spent $20 more on a VIP ticket just to go through the haunt now. So,
okay.
Time ticketing for this, if COVID comes into play, I don't have a problem with it. The problem with time ticketing on a regular is you can't regulate. You might have 1,000 people, 2,000 people. How do you time that? You know, that's almost impossible to time. You're going to have a parking lot full of people wandering around doing tailgate parties and trashing your parking lot. At least if we did time ticketing for COVID, we could say, okay, we're allowed to do 100 people an hour. Go online, create a part on our website that says, I'm selling 100 tickets an hour. I'm doing 500 people tonight and 500 people only. Get your tickets while they're available. We're open for 5 hours. Seven to eight, you know, whatever my numbers are, but we have to almost manage 500 people a night to make it worth opening the doors. So,
and 500 is a small amount. I mean, we're gonna,
yeah, that'd be 10,000 people. That'd be enough to pay the mortgage, pay the people, and survive to the following year.
Well, I got to say, you had me at liquor and bar.
Yeah, it's been nice having UFC fights here. The bars are closed, but mine's not, for my friends and Mia and Mike and everybody wants to come in. And then a buddy of mine's a chef. Last time he came in, he cooked up a bunch of food. And we all sat and watched the fights, and there was about 10 of us, and we had a good time. So it's kind of nice having that, and the actors can come in, and people can come in and do stuff. And but at the end of the day, you know, we got to get open this year with anything possible. So I know a lot of haunts are throwing in the towel already, but at the same time, it's like, keep moving forward. Yeah, keep moving forward. You can't control what's going to happen 6 months from now. So right. Keep moving forward. Keep doing what you got to do. Get to the point like you plan on opening, like it's any other thing. And then if something changes, it changes. But if it doesn't, you're ready.
Right. You know, planning that way is, in my opinion, you're preparing yourself for the best. So, you know, right. Why not just keep going? Because you don't want to be caught with your pants down at the last minute.
I 100% agree. The only catch to it is advertising. Advertising is the catch, because you have to take care of your advertising months in advance. And then what happens if you can't open? Do you get, you know, they're not going to give you that money back. You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah.
That's the toughest one.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, Mia, are you being safe?
I'm driving safely. Thank you.
We got a mobile interview going on right now.
Mobile interview. I did this last time too, I think.
Yes, you did. We just weren't recording it.
I'm always in the car. That's my problem.
And if you look to her left, you'll see Anheuser-Busch. No.
So what's your thoughts on this, Mia? We don't hear a lot from you and your thoughts. What is your mindset on this season?
We're going, you know, full bore. We've invested some money in some new, new props. Even with Transworld being canceled, I've contacted a number of, you know, companies, and we've purchased new props for this season. I actually, we talked about it. I wasn't sure whether or not, you know, maybe, you know, there could be a limited number of actors that are going to be allowed to, we don't know. So I'm planning for, you know, worst case scenario, we can open the doors, but limited actors. So I need to have something spooky in each room that moves. So, you know, besides an actor. So we've invested in, you know, some poison props, Beastcraft, Unit 70, a couple of creepy collection. So, I mean, there's a couple local companies that we've, you know, done so that we can just literally go down the road and pick it up where they can deliver. So, except Poison Props, which is in California, that's a little problem. But, you know, we've looked at it that way, you know, helping out the industry, you know, just trying to keep moving forward. And like Jason said, advertising is going to be tricky. So, whether or not we concentrate on basically, you know, the internet type advertising or, you know, something that we can kind of control. But we don't know. I mean, it's kind of like we're going full force and we're going to open, and if December rolls around and people want to see spooky stuff, we'll open in December.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good point. You mentioned Transworld. Transworld is basically like the haunted attractions trade show where everybody comes and gathers, and that's where they go and see all the new props and the old props, and they put in their orders for the season. And that was shut down this year. So instead of doing that, you guys basically just had to like go online and on their websites. Is that how that worked? Or?
They had a virtual. They also actually did also have a virtual online trade show where you could go and look, and like a lot of the vendors would actually show you their booth. on their setup. A couple of them would, you know, had it set up, and you could look and see what they had, and then get on their website. But since, I mean, Jace, we've been to a number of Trans Worlds before, we kind of knew where we wanted to.
Just a couple.
Huh?
Just a couple Trans Worlds.
Yeah, just a couple. But, you know, we kind of knew, all right, what props would fit in our new build, because literally we are, you know, so much bigger than we were last year. We got some rooms to fill. So where, which companies had the kind of the props that we were looking for? So, you know, the problem is the smaller vendors that have the unique things that we don't see very often, we were unable to look at their stuff.
Right.
But next year.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have the front of the building done through the archway. We have a kind of a cool archway anyway. It's made out of stone. It looks like lava, like a lava rock.
Nice.
Been here since the building was built, but it actually looks kind of cool. So what we're going to do is do the whole door facade, and above it will be done out. So you'll be like, when you walk in the door, you'll be walking through Carnage's face. So that'll all get done this year. We have a big giant sign out by the road. We're just trying to figure out what we want to do with that.
Just don't put any nude pictures of Donnie on the sign.
Oh, if you want to draw the people.
It would definitely draw people.
Or put me in a singlet. Spandex.
You guys can see behind me. I don't know how much you can see or how, but like that's the front building.
Yeah, okay.
You see how those are like the concrete, the stone pillars?
Very nice.
So all that's going to say Carnage Haunted House, and everything in the door frame you see there will all be done up as Carnage.
Nice. Very nice.
And we got a little bit of parking.
Just a little. A
couple spots.
Yeah, the architect was quite excited. He's like, you got over 100 extra spots than you're required for. I'm like, good.
Yeah, yay for us, huh?
Yay for us.
Not only that, there's also 3 acres right there of untouched property that we own that's roadside right to the road. So opportunity there down the road for whatever.
Yeah.
Expansion.
Expansion.
There's been a lot of ideas kicked around. But again, until you get there, until – the haunt's built and everything's running and everything's good. It's all ideas are put on that table and they be able to be done.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm definitely going to get up there sometime soon. Love to check it out.
All you got to do is tell me you're coming, man. I'll make sure I'm here. Army will be here. Ralph's always here. Somebody's always here. You can always get in, but all you gotta do is let us know.
Right on. So do you still have the green room?
Well,
You talking about the green screen?
No. I'm talking in the old building where you had that room upstairs where I did your training, and you have something similar to that.
They got like six of those now.
The actors. Got six of them.
We have a 4,000 square foot bar. What do I need a green room for?
Just put all the actors in the bar, right?
Well, there's also an additional room as well.
Yeah, giant, what used to be a daycare that's huge that can be used. Just not green.
It's not green. It's bluish gray.
You guys really.
There's also the conference room area too. We have a large.
Yeah, we do have a full conference room.
Wow, you guys have it all.
And yeah,
there was an arcade too. So that down the road, that's another idea that we are throwing around as far as adding an additional something there that we can keep open all year round.
Sure.
Yeah, or through the grapevine, maybe something like a virtual reality room or something.
You didn't heard it from me.
I just didn't want to come out and say it like that.
Yeah, I mean, like every, I, we, we thought about escape rooms, but the minute I mentioned escape rooms to the I was showing our fire marshal our new building, he turned and looked at me and said, "You are not doing escape rooms, are you?" And I said, "Well, not now." He's like, "Yeah, we're cracking down on those," and I was like,
"Well, as a matter of fact, that was not part of our plan."
It was not.
And we did virtual reality when we were down in Baton Rouge, and it was so cool that I was like, "This might be the new thing." As many escape rooms, and I bet there's 100 escape rooms in Columbus.
Right.
Be honest with you. So. And if you guys haven't done virtual reality yet, you should check it out because it's super cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, you know you're in an open room, and yet you are trying to walk on a steel girder, one foot in front of another, because you're going to fall off this girder because your mind is all screwed up wearing these glasses.
And, right.
You know.
Get in the back of a pickup truck and it takes off, and you like literally try to reach down and grab the back of the pickup truck because you feel like you're gonna fall out.
I did fall because I tried to put my hand down on a crate to grab a, you know, it was a zombie shoot, and I went to, because I was tired, so I put my hand on the crate, went right through the crate, obviously, because it was air, and hit the ground. So, you know, that was kind of embarrassing, but, you know.
It just shows the realism, and I think it might be the next new thing that people – and there's nothing here except for Easton has three rooms, and that's it. And you can swim with a whale, but who wants to swim with whales? I mean, in virtually – I want to kill zombies. So.
Right. There you go. Yeah, I might throw out the hint of an idea of setting up cameras in that VR room and starting a Carnage VR YouTube channel. So when you see people falling around and flip-flopping. And
actually, what they did where we went and did it is they had cameras in there, and the people waiting could watch you walk around by walking to a wall, duck, twist, turn, and they get a kick out of watching what they're about to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, you know, we've even talked about, you know, we have enough room here that if somebody wanted to do like a Gothic wedding, you know, we could build mobile scenes, like a mobile set that rolls out, and they could get married in front of a mobile set. There's plenty. I mean, there's more than enough room here to hold 50 to 100 people for a wedding. You know what I mean? So there's not a lot of places like that for people that want to have that type of wedding.
Right.
Yep. So a lot of possibilities there.
Tons. It's just, we got to get this built first.
Yeah.
One step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming along.
Yeah, Don's actually going to come next weekend and help us. We're going to frame the entire second haunt in one day.
Yep, we're going to knock it out.
How many square feet is the second haunt?
About 5,500.
Okay.
First one's about 10,000. Second one will be about 5,500, 6,000. I haven't done exact numbers on it. The third one will be about the same.
140 feet by 36.
Yeah, so they'll go down 140. They'll come back 140.
Okay.
And 36 feet wide.
How many square feet do you have in the entire building?
In the entire building, or in the entire haunt usable space?
Okay, haunt usable space.
About 29,000.
Okay.
Whole building is what, Mia? 59,500.
58,000.
All kinds of room to do stuff.
But that includes, we have storefrontage. There are storefronts on the front of the building.
Okay.
So that includes those. So.
Okay. Still a lot of room.
Yeah, wow, and if we stay down the road, we kick them out and expand.
Oh, there you go.
There's also about a 40 by 80 warehouse, too.
Wow. Nice. So how can people find out more about Carnage Haunted House? What's the give us all the social media things. How can people find out more about you guys?
You're me, Mia. You call it.
www.carnagehauntedhouse.com. Find us on Facebook at Carnage Haunted House. an Instagram at Carnage, Haunt, and I think we're on Twitter too, but I know that handle.
Yeah, we're not tweeters.
Well, yeah. Tweet.
You don't use the Twitter box.
We do not.
No, it's on there, but yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how to access it.
We're gonna definitely ramp up our social media this year. So, anybody's looking to work, they can always hit me up on Facebook. That's the fastest and easiest way to get a hold of me, through the Carnage page.
There's always somebody monitoring it. It's either him or I. So.
Okay. All right.
Can people, if people are interested in coming in and doing some acting for you guys and stuff like that, is that where they get a hold of you as well, through the Facebook?
That's all me.
Yep.
I don't go that route. I got enough worrying about. I don't deal with that.
I've already got Donnie's position locked in. So.
Oh yeah, I'm already set.
and it's a drop panel, isn't it?
Well, no, we changed it.
Oh. No, he's gonna be his own captain.
Yeah.
Okay.
And play in multiple drop panels.
Yep. I'm just going to be running, throwing waters at people and hitting the button on the drop panel and throwing it back up and going, throwing some more water. It's going to be my workout for the weekend.
I don't know. I might have to dust off a costume and come up one weekend, maybe.
You better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sounds like a plan.
And then you can actually, like, visit. We've got real, actual ghosts that are in that building as well that we've caught on film. So,
Oh, yeah,
bring your stuff. I was going to mention
bring
that
your
to
stuff.
You. Bring your stuff. Your haunt stuff. Your,
I got my paranormal investigation kit.
Yeah.
We've got a really good video. We've got a full-form apparition you can see very clearly.
It's class one. I'll send it to you, Jim.
Cool, yep. Do that.
It's coming. It's like coming out of the bar and shooting across the hallway
that's,
there.
That's
it's
got
like
my curiosity. Walking,
full walk and disappear.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, definitely have to bring my gear.
We got an EMF detector, and I kind of walked through with everything with the EMF.
Yeah.
Didn't really catch anything with the EMF, except I did find out that our lighting in the bar is outrageously high. So I had to change the bulbs out to knock the EMF down.
It was bad.
We were tapping out at over 1,000 through our bar lights, and I changed them to LEDs and it dropped it down to 200.
Nice.
So I was like, if anybody's been getting headaches,
that's why.
That's exactly why.
And nobody's had a headache since we switched to LED, so...
Well, you know,
yeah, you'll definitely have to bring your equipment because there's been like over 20 people that have died in that building.
Really?
And there was a person shot. So.
Sounds like I'll be there tomorrow.
I've got a full spectrum video camera that would just love.
Oh, you
this
do
place.
Have a full spectrum camera? Yes, then you definitely have to come up.
Yeah, yeah. Wait till you see the video. It's actually quite impressive.
Jim, I'll send it over to you on Messenger when we get off here.
That sounds good, Jason. I appreciate that.
No problem.
So, any last words from you guys concerning any other haunts or you know, just any last words for people?
Words of advice for somebody.
To,
yep.
Yeah, advice or regarding what's going on and moving forward with your haunts.
Don't give up. Don't let this get down. Keep moving forward. You know, because if you give up too quick, you may end up missing out on a big opportunity. So, especially the more this lifts, the more people are going to want to get out. They're going to want to do stuff. So, if we get lucky and all this crap is gone, haunts can have a stellar year.
Absolutely. And those that have decided to close down, you know, is it a good choice or a bad choice? We don't know yet.
That's yet to be seen. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes, financially, looking at the finances, for us, you know, not opening is more painful than opening, you know, at reduced numbers. So.
Right.
We're going for it.
All right. Yeah.
So we definitely know Carnage Haunted House is going to be open this Halloween. As long as everything goes according to plan. Mm-hmm. So
we will be open.
We'll be open.
Yes. And they've got a bar. Liquor.
Well, not this year. We're not selling alcohol this year.
We're not selling alcohol this year.
Darn it. Okay.
that's a whole new thing that we're learning, because I don't know restaurants and I don't know bars. So that's a whole new learning experience. So
I know beer and I know bars. I don't know how to run them.
It's all right, we'll put the bar on. Of it. It's all the permits and every hoop you have to jump through to maintain right. it. That's right. the key. So
that is a different animal.
It's something completely different. So,
but we do have a couple friends that are vast in the restaurant business that have been willing to help us and guide us and give us ideas and what we need and what we don't need and what they're going to want to see and what they don't want to see. So it'll come in helpful when we decide to pull the trigger on it. But right now it's just one of those on the to-do
list.
That's
a great picture, Jason, of our ceiling in the bar. Thank you.
Sorry, I was putting hand sanitizer on because I am super cautious.
He is COVID friendly.
Where's your mask?
In my car, probably. I don't know. I know everybody here, so I'm not worried about it. Somebody coughs, I just throw them outside.
Looked like Mia was looking for hers.
Mine's actually somewhere in here. I had it on earlier because I went thrift store shopping.
Nice.
Yeah, you need to wear them in there.
Oh, definitely. And then I got hand sanitizer. I do have hand sanitizer right, like legit right here. So, you know.
Well, Jason, Mia, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us on Wrestle Horror about Carnage and what we can expect. And I look forward to seeing the haunt this year. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I can't wait to have you come up.
Yeah, see what we've done.
Yes, and see
Jason's nemesis, and that's all I'm going
to
say.
I don't want to talk about it. I decided it'd be a great idea to take on a 3,000 square foot scene.
Okay.
Yeah. Donnie knows what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, for
one,
sure.
So
it will be pretty.
I can say it's coming along. It's coming along.
It will be amazing. It'll be amazing. But he took on a big one.
Yes, I did. Jason, it didn't seem that big when it was in my head. No. Until I started building it, and I'm like, "What the hell am I doing?"
And then he's like, "Let's put this here. Oh wait, let's put this here. Oh wait, let's. Oh my!" And then it went from, "Oh, by the way, the architect was like, damn, this room's like 60 feet," and I'm like, "Yeah."
Well, it's actually 70. It's actually 78 by 40.
Yeah, it's 40 by 78. Yeah, he's like, "Oh, well, I had it down at 60." I was like, "No, it's 78." And 40 that way. So
it grew.
He was excited to it grew. So it's a big one.
I'm sure Jason is up to the task. As long as I've known him, he's one of those passionate haunters I know, so I'm sure he'll come through it with flying colors. He will beat his nemesis.
Or I will be, and if we have a loony bin room, I may be in there. As a full-time actor. One of the two.
Make sure you put some extra padding.
Right? Where's Jason? In the padded room, beating his head off the wall.
Padded room.
Well, it'll be an upcharge to watch you beat your head on the wall. Right.
Watch the camera in there.
Like a slideshow. Watch Jason lose his mind in real time. $5.
But again, Jason, Mia, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, and I'm sure we'll have you on again, hopefully, if not closer to season, right after, or even during. You know, I'll bring some stuff. We'll do something. I'll shoot some stuff up there while you guys are running, if it's okay with you.
That's absolutely. Especially if you bring your camera, because we also have like 8 items that have spirits attached to them, and they're all sorts of fun. So you definitely need to bring all your equipment.
You can count on it, definitely. And my wife is going to go giddy when I tell her about this.
So, wait till Jason sends you the video, because you'll get giddy yourself. So
we're only an hour and a half away. So
that's right. Just a short jaunt up the road. Tired,
so I don't want to hear no excuse.
Okay.
And the ghost order, and the ghost is very fond of bourbon. Just to let you know.
Okay, cool. I have a fond of bourbon, too.
I say him and Jim just became best friends.
Right. All right, guys. Thanks again for being with us. We're going to close out this show and say, support your local haunts, especially Carnage, or wherever you are, support your local haunts. These guys
all
do.
It's all good.
Yeah, these guys all work hard to make you scared. In a good way.
Right.
So, thanks again, guys.
No problem.
Thank you.
Right, see you.
And I'm still not home.
See you tomorrow, Donnie.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram @WrestleHorror. Twitter @WrestleHorror. On our YouTube channel, the Wrestle Horror Channel. Also, you can find us at www.wrestlehorror.com.